it's gonna be a tough thing to move to that level that we're talking about of being vulnerable and being a person that can express feelings, especially in some type of a public context. So how do guys start to do that in a safe way? Is it through a men's group where maybe that's encouraged and modeled by the leaders? I've found as a psychologist that in group therapy situations, when there is at least one individual that is willing to be transparent and vulnerable, all of a sudden what starts to happen is that other people feel the freedom to do the same. And so I'm guessing, and I don't know if this is your perspective or not, I'm guessing that you would say that if that starts to occur in a safe place, whether it's, and I would probably, maybe you disagree with me on this, I would probably say initially for a guy, maybe that needs to be in an all-male group. Eventually, I think it should be in a couples group. But maybe that's the place where a leader or, you know, a guy who has influence starts to be vulnerable, to be transparent. And then the other guys, their walls start to come down. Have you seen that happen in your own church or in other churches?
Yeah, and that, I actually agree with you completely on that, that it has to start in small, safe groups. And when I say small, I'm thinking like 2 to maybe 5 at the max. And it is, vulnerability has a way of breeding courage in others that brings about more vulnerability. You know, it gives permission. When somebody is vulnerable, it gives permission to somebody, to the next person, to be vulnerable as well. And so it does have to, I think there has to be a lot of trust within a small group of guys. And there has to be someone who's willing to take that first step, to say what's absolutely so for them and then go one step further. And that gives permission for everybody else in the group to say what they need to say and go a step or two further than what they're truly comfortable with.